Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are listening to Habs-N-Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime, from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team and remember to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hello and welcome to another Prospect Minded, a very special episode today. We got Vincent Rohr talking to us all the way from Zurich. It's me, Patrick Bexel, and I know we are a bit late with the Player of the Month podcast, and we're trying to sort that out for you guys before the next episode of whatever podcast comes out. There's a little bit of problems with the time difference, but right now we're going to go into Prospect Minded with Vincent Rohrer.
Vincent, great season so far, at least from the sidelines where I am. And, you know, you're playing in arguably one of the top leagues in the world, in one of the top teams in that league as well. And what is your own reflection on this season so far?
Well, feeling pretty good, obviously. We still have three games left now. I think we're 7 points ahead of the second place team. So it's looking good that we finished first in the regular season, but you don't want to jinx it. It's not over yet. I think the team is feeling pretty good for the playoffs. I'm feeling really good about the playoffs too. Obviously, my first playoffs as a pro in a men's league. It's going to be a hell of an experience for me too. Really, really looking forward to the next step, I would say.
You know, you mentioned the playoffs. We have to mention Zurich. It's as I said, one of the top teams in Europe, and the pressure is going to be on you guys. You haven't won in a couple of years. How is the pressure and how is the fans in Zurich?
Well, obviously, like you said, it's a thing that here in Zurich, we got a huge fan base. It's a big city. Like you said, I think we didn't win since 2018. And that's a pretty long stretch here in Switzerland. The whole team has the same mindset for us. It's only winning the title is enough. Obviously, you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself, but that's how everybody thinks in the locker room, and that's what we're playing for in the playoffs.
You mentioned first year as a pro. You're coming from OHL. From the Ottawa 67s, I always say 76ers, so I'll try to remember the right way. What was the biggest difference? You went back to Zurich. What was the biggest transition into pro hockey and men's league and such a good team as well?
I would say that everybody mentions from North America to Europe was coming back to the big hockey rink, big ice. But on the other hand, it's obviously different playing with men. It's different being the youngest in the team again, to be the rookie and do all the rookie things, I would say. I mean, what were the differences? I mean, it's in some way a different game, obviously, because of the bigger ice, especially everything. I mean, like you mentioned before, it's such a good league here, especially the top teams. We got a lot of really good imports, a lot of really good Swiss guys, a lot of ex-NHLers. That's obviously something you got to adjust to, all the speed, all the good players. I mean, obviously, that's a difference from coming from a good junior league to one of the best leagues in the world here in Switzerland.
You're probably not surprised, but some of us, including myself, are surprised you haven't been to the under-20s this year and you haven't been to the Swiss League on the loan this year. You stayed up with Zurich. You know, that's a feat in itself because of, as we mentioned, you know, the level of the team and the level of the league.
It's always, am I surprised? I mean, I just try to play as good hockey as I can and controlling the stuff that I can do. Obviously, when I signed with Zurich, it was not like I would have a fixed spot on the third line. I also don't have it now. It's never fixed, but it's been really good. It wasn't like that. I mean, obviously, you come in and you have to work for your spot, and conversation going down in the Swiss League is there. If you don't perform, or if they have the feeling, well, he doesn't have confidence. It was not like we never talked about the Swiss League before the season that it would be an option. But I think that's been really good that coach, I mean, has obviously gave me so much trust throughout the season. That helped me big time, obviously. And I think that's a pretty good thing, like you mentioned, to stay up the whole time, be in one team, not always be kind of in between. I think was really, really important for me personally and also hockey-wise.
Yeah, and Mark Crawford, I've spoken with him once or twice during the season, and he's, you know, he mentioned you and mentioned that, you know, you're working as a pro, you're doing your job, and you're coming in early, you're doing your diligence, and, you know, he's very impressed with you and your work ethic. That is a skill in itself. But where do you feel that you have developed most over the season?
Well, I would say in some way, if you would look at what do I gotta develop the most, probably is the physical aspect. And I feel like in some way that was also the biggest step I took in some way with my strength coach. I think we have done a really good job so far. It's always difficult throughout the season to put on mass and to put on a lot of stuff in the gym if you still want to perform on the ice. But I think we've done a really good job. And I would say that's the biggest difference, I would say, I feel from the beginning of the season to now, to the physical part, not really like putting up a lot of mass, but explosiveness, all the little muscles, all the mobility, all the skating. I would say that's been a pretty, pretty good step that we have taken this season.
Switzerland is kind of a small country. You sleep in your own bed more often than not when you go on road trips, and that will obviously help you recover. It will help you, you know, work through the season. Have you felt fatigued at the end of the season, or are you in the prime shape of your life in order to get deep into the playoffs?
I mean, in two of the most important stats that we measured during practice, I had my PR yesterday, so that was pretty good. So I would say I'm in a really good shape so far. I mean, I think I've invested a lot in the gym throughout the season, that I will be in good shape. Maybe sometimes it wasn't the best shape for how on Friday, Saturday. But I kind of looked at it in the big picture. And I mean, I'm feeling really good. It's still not like I'm taking it too lightly in the gym. It's still 2 weeks to the playoffs. And then we'll obviously come down with all of that. But no, I mean, feeling wise, physically, it's not like it had worn me down or anything. I would say even in the opposite way that I'm, because I invested pretty much in the early in the season, I have energy and I can, it's easier to maintain everything now during the playoffs, I would say.
I watched a few NHL games, and There is, you know, a certain someone in the Montreal Canadian organization that you remind everyone of. Have you heard about the Gallagher, you know, comparison? And do you see yourself in that kind of role down the line?
I've heard that before. I mean, obviously, it's such a big name where you're like, well, it's an honor to be mentioned in that type of player, how successful he has a career. I mean, yeah, I mean, I would say, especially this season, one of my main attributes was to bring energy, to bring grit, to skate a lot, to be that young guy that tries to be involved, to be in the play, be back, be up and down. That's obviously with him kind of the same case.
And also that area around the net.
Yeah, well, it's not too much now because I don't play power play, but in Ottawa, I was 2 years in front of the net and I love the area in front of the net. So
hey, come on, you scored last week, just, you know, a tap in just in front of the net.
Well, that's true. Yeah, well, that's true. It's obviously a nice thing to be compared with someone like that. Obviously, you still want to be my own player and not just be one dimensional in some way, but obviously it's great to be compared with someone like that.
You know, we have to talk about it. You're obviously not signed by the Canadiens. You have a 2-year contract with Zurich, which means that you can't, even if you're signed, you can't go back to the AHL because, you know, you have a signed contract in Europe. Do you expect to try out for the Canadiens next year, or are you fully focused on Zurich?
Well, I mean, it's something you don't think about too much before the playoffs, obviously. But I mean, obviously, my goal is the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, for now, it's the Zurich Lions to win the championship. But if you see the big picture again, I mean, I want to take the next step, obviously. And I mean, with my feeling and everything, it's been, yeah, sure, why not? But obviously, there are coming so many influence with so many. Got to talk with Zurich, got to talk with Montreal, got to talk with my agent, got to talk with everything that kind of guide me or surround me. So something tough to say, but obviously Montreal is the boss in some way.
You mentioned the playoffs. There is also another tournament, you know, starting after the playoffs, the Worlds. You were with Austria in the warm-up games now in February. Have you heard anything that you're on? I mean, obviously you're on the radar, but have you heard anything about actually going to the Worlds?
No, not really. I mean, it's obviously a thing I have on my schedule, something that I plan to. I mean, there are no rosters yet. Nothing came out per email yet. Austria is always pretty late, I would say, with that, but it's something that would obviously be, when I mention playoffs as an experience, obviously a world championship is a huge experience too with 19. And I mean, that's something I can't really control if they put me in the team or not. I mean, I can only play as good as I can, and then that's how I can influence it. But again, that's something I'm not thinking too much before the playoffs. But obviously that's on my schedule after everything is done here in Zurich.
You know, I'm going to mangle this because I didn't study German in school, but Neue Zürcher Zeitung had an article with you the other day, and, you know, they mentioned you practicing French. You're also learning to play the piano.
Kind of became a thing now for some reason that in every interview that I have or every conversation that I have, it's always about that. I mean, French since, well, really actively since 5 months, since I'm here with Zurich, literally like one or two times a week in school. And piano began my first season in Ottawa after Christmas, as my first under 20 World Juniors. I mean, even in the OHL, you had so much time in the afternoon, and coming here, you even have more time in the afternoon. So, I mean, it's something I really enjoy. And I mean, it's not like I'm just that boring guy that reads a book or whatever. Like, he also looks Netflix and all of that.
I just think, you know, piano is, it sharpens your mind, it sharpens your memory, it sharpens your hand-eye coordination in a way. So I can see it also having an impact on your hockey, you know, and it's the people that find that extra 0.5% that makes it. And I'm so old, so I remember Boris Becker, you know, the tennis player, he had a footwork that was really bad for being a tennis player, and he took ballet lessons. So, you know, finding that 0.5%, it's worth it wherever you find it. I find it interesting, and I find very, very smart in a way. And obviously, as you mentioned as well, that extra time, you need to do something with it.
I mean, it kind of came in the background now, because it's more of a French phrase right now than it is a piano phase, because I have like my first big exam in like 5 weeks. So piano kind of went in the back a little bit. But yeah, it's just something that I really enjoy. And I think that's why I do it. I have a lot of time and I enjoy it. And I think it's great that I found something like that.
What's your exam?
It's my big French exam. It's like, for some reason, I thought it would be nice to have a certificate. So I'll do my A1 certificate, just to, I don't know, I feel like sometimes it's like learning for nothing if you don't get anything. So I feel like certificate would be nice. And that's going to happen in around 5 weeks.
Who's your mentor on the team? Obviously, you got Malkin there, you got Andre Geder there, you got Weber there as well. You know, they're some really good players. There's some NHL experience. There's some Canadian experience, of course. Do you ever speak about the Canadians? And do you have a mentor on the team that teaches you how to, you know, in a way, become a pro?
I mean, it was pretty fun when the first time the team was together with all the imports and everything. We went on a trip to Barcelona, a team trip, and then we were sitting at the table, and Weber was sitting in front of me, and Andre Geder was sitting on the right of me, and then we talked, and obviously it's NHL, and it came to the NHL question at some point too, and then they asked me like, you're because they didn't know me well back then. It's like, you're drafted, right? Where are you drafted to? And I'm like, third round to Montreal. And both like said the same thing. Oh, really? We're picked for Montreal in the third round too. So it's three of us that were picked from Montreal in the third round. So that was a funny coincidence. I mean, a mentor, I would say I don't really have too big of a mentor, but guys like Derek Grant, I play in the line with. It's obviously a big influence too if I play with him on the line. He gives me a lot of tips, and he talked with him the most about obviously just this line mate stuff, I would say. And I mean, besides that, a couple of other guys try to give me something on my path too. Thinking really quick, I would probably say Grant, just because of the aspect he's playing with in the same line as me.
And there is another Austrian player, you know, playing a few tram stops away from you in Kloten. Could you tell the Montreal Canadian fans a little bit, you know, the season Kloten's had and maybe what you've seen from David Reinbacher?
We mostly connect in ways of also like doing like media stuff, doing like, I don't know, we were on a podcast and then you meet somewhere together and then you start to talk and everything. I mean, we're not talking too much about hockey too much, or we don't try to talk about hockey too much. Yeah, I mean, I just know, I mean, his team, obviously Kloten, is not doing the best, so he has a hard time. Obviously, if you're in such a team, it's always, the season is always longer than it is, I would say, for instance, for us in the first place team. So that's something that is hard, but on the other hand, is probably also good in some way because you can learn a lot about that. But besides that, I mean, I'm not too big of a hockey watching guy, so I'm never really watching his games or anything.
Well, you're on the ice in another arena as well, so.
But I mean, I'm not really sure how his season is going too much. Obviously, you see numbers and you see what other people say, but nothing where you always hear that from people and you never know what's right and what is true. So I'm not watching his game, so I don't really, couldn't really tell you how it's really going on.
Best luck for the playoffs. We will follow it closely. We're monitoring all Montreal Canadian prospects here in Europe, and it's a good reason for me to watch Zurich and not just watch the SHL.
Thanks again, too. It was really, really nice talking to you.
This interview was conducted before the weekend games, and as of now, Zurich is 7 points ahead of the second best team and has won the league and will have home advantage all through the playoffs. We're wishing Vincent Rohrer all the best in those playoffs, and it will be interesting for all fans to follow not only the relegation battle in the National League this year, but also the playoffs.
This episode was brought to you by BetOnline.com.